Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Unraveled, your one-stop shop for all things AI. This week we have another deep dive into the crazy world of AI. So glad to have you all here. Huge thanks to Etienne Newman for making this all happen. You know him, senior software engineer from Canada. He's the brains behind the entire operation. And of course, it's all thanks to you listeners too. Like and subscribing, all that good stuff really helps us reach more people with all the cool AI stuff happening right now. So thanks for that. Oh, and don't forget, if you want to support the podcast even more, we have a donation link down in the episode notes. Every little bit helps keep this show free for everyone. And if you are looking to add some AI magic to your business, Etienne also does consulting. You can find more info in the notes too. Okay, enough housekeeping. Let's dive in. This week has been nuts. International tensions, groundbreaking tech. It's really making us all question AI's place in the world, don't you think?
Yeah, it's really striking how all these things are starting to intersect. Geopolitics, ethical concerns about AI content. It's clear AI isn't just a tech thing anymore. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. And speaking of global impact, we have to talk about the Paris AI Summit. Really shows you how AI is a major player on the world stage now.
Oh, for sure. The summit was fascinating. Definitely saw a lot of collaboration, but also some tension. Like the U.S. pushing for deregulation, they're arguing strict rules would hinder innovation and, you know, give rivals like China an advantage.
Makes sense.
But on the flip side, you have the European Commission. They just announced a massive investment in open source AI, so that means the code is freely available. It's a real push for ethical and transparent development.
Wow. So it's like we're seeing these different AI blocks emerging, each with their own agenda. I wonder what this means long term. Will we see global cooperation or just a race for AI dominance?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? This fragmentation could get really messy. Imagine countries putting their own interests above global cooperation. It would have a huge impact on what technologies are prioritized and how they're developed.
So we've got world leaders figuring out the rules of the game. But at the same time, AI innovation is going at warp speed. Let's look at two examples that show this perfectly, both amazing but in totally different ways. First up, Perplexity AI. They launched Sonar, and it's a beast when it comes to search.
Oh, it's fast, like insanely fast. They claim it's 10 times faster than competitors, things like Gemini 2.0 Flash. And early testing seems to back that up. It's all thanks to their Cerebras infrastructure.
What's that?
Basically, it's a special computer chip built just for AI, like a super highway for data. Answers appear almost instantly.
So we're talking lightning fast, accurate search results right in our pocket. Pretty mind-blowing. But then you have researchers at MIT building these tiny drones based on insects.
Yeah, those are incredible. Real engineering marvels. They can fly for much longer than anything we've seen before.
Yeah.
Because they're so lightweight. And that bio-inspired design, it opens up so many possibilities. Search and rescue, environmental monitoring, you name it.
It's wild to see this contrast. Raw processing power on one hand, nature-inspired design on the other. Makes you wonder what else is coming down the pipeline.
For sure.
But of course, with all this progress, there are always some bumps in the road. One thing that's got people worried is how reliable AI is when it comes to making content, especially news summaries.
Right. The BBC just did this big investigation. Turns out a lot of AI chatbots really struggle to summarize news accurately. They misinterpret things, miss crucial context, sometimes even make stuff up, which is a big problem in our world of information overload.
That's scary, especially with deepfakes becoming more and more common. Videos where someone's face is replaced with someone else's using AI. It's basically Photoshop for video, but way more powerful. And that's really dangerous when it comes to fake news. Like, we need more of that, right?
Exactly. It's already hard enough to tell it's real, so we need to be super careful about AI-generated content. Really check if it's accurate.
It's like we can't just trust AI to give us the facts. Especially when it comes to the news. We got to question, analyze, and verify everything ourselves.
Couldn't agree more.
So we've got AI shaking up the world of information. But it's also stirring things up on the legal side. Thomson Reuters just won a big copyright case. Sets a pretty important precedent.
Yeah, it's a landmark case for sure. Highlights how complicated it is to use copyrighted stuff to train AI models. So yeah. Thomson Reuters sued this AI company that used their legal database to train their own AI. And the court said that wasn't fair use.
Interesting.
This ruling is going to have huge ripple effects. Think about companies like OpenAI and Microsoft. They use massive data sets to train their AI models. A lot of it scraped from the internet. So now they have to really think about where they're getting their data from.
And it's like AI is making us rethink some pretty fundamental stuff, like ownership and intellectual property in the digital age.
Exactly.
But while it's creating legal headaches, AI is also opening up amazing opportunities for creators and developers. For example, there's this new framework called MetaChain. Lets anyone create and deploy AI agents, just using natural language. No coding skills needed.
MetaChain is a game changer. It uses a three-layer architecture.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, so there's a meta layer that turns natural language into instructions for the AI. Then a chain layer that manages the tasks. And finally, a safety layer to make sure the AI doesn't go rogue. But the coolest part is the self-improvement aspect. These AI agents actually learn and get better over time.
It's like having your own personal assistant. That's always learning and becoming more capable. And speaking of empowering creators, YouTube is rolling out a ton of AI-powered tools. AI-generated video summaries, automated editing, deeper analytics, even AI-generated content for shorts.
YouTube is all in on AI. They want to make it easier for creators and attract even more users.
It could really democratize video creation. Imagine people with great ideas but no technical skills. Suddenly they can make professional-looking content.
That's the dream, right?
Definitely exciting. But as with any powerful tech, there are always potential downsides. Like, what about originality? And the potential for misuse with deepfakes getting better all the time?
Yeah, those are valid concerns. If anyone can make realistic videos with a few clicks, it makes it even harder to tell what's real and what's fake. That's a problem for trust and misinformation.
It's a constant balancing act, harnessing the power of AI for good, while also mitigating the risks. And finally, we can't forget about Apple. They've been pretty quiet compared to other tech giants, but they're starting to make some interesting moves in AI.
Like what?
Well, they're teaming up with Alibaba to develop localized AI features for iPhones in China.
That's smart. By working with a Chinese company, they can make sure their AI features follow local rules and tap into a huge market. It shows how geopolitics are shaping AI development. Companies have to play by different roles in different countries. Sometimes partnering up is the key to success.
It's a reminder that AI isn't just about technology. It's tied to global economics and politics, too.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Apple's AI strategy, there are rumors they're working on robotic assistants, both humanoid and non-humanoid.
Whoa, that's a big step for a company known for its sleek design.
Right.
What's interesting is that Apple seems to be focusing on the user experience, not just on making robots that look like us. They're prioritizing sensing technology and how people interact with the robot.
So instead of robots that look like us, they want robots that understand us and anticipate our needs.
Sounds about right for Apple.
Fascinating approach.
Okay.
But knowing Apple, they're super secretive. Who knows when or if these robots will see the light of day?
True, but their interest in robotics is a big deal. It shows that AI is moving beyond the digital world. It's entering the physical world. And that has the potential to change everything.
It's exciting and a little scary to think about what the future holds with AI advancing so rapidly. We've covered a lot today, from global AI strategies to the pros and cons of AI-generated content.
And the biggest takeaway for me is that AI is more than just tech. It's a social, economic, and political force that's changing the world in massive ways. It's up to us to make sure it's used ethically and responsibly.
For the benefit of humanity, it really makes you wonder what the world will look like in just a few years, as AI becomes even more ingrained in our lives.
I know, right?
But before we get too lost in the future, I want to bring it back to you, our listeners.
Yeah, we've thrown a lot at you today, from global AI strategies to the potential pitfalls of AI-generated content.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. What aspect of AI are you most excited about? What are you most worried about?
It's such a fascinating time to be following this field. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and be part of the conversations that are shaping the future of AI.
Because ultimately, AI's impact is going to be shaped by the choices we make as individuals and as a society.
So true.
So as you go about your day, think about how AI is already affecting your life and how you want to see it develop in the years to come.
That's a great point.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI. We'll be back next week with more insights and explorations, so stay tuned.
It's like AI is forcing us to rethink ownership and intellectual property.
Right. What does it even mean anymore?
Especially in the digital world.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Oh, definitely not.
AI is opening up some really cool doors for creators and developers.
For sure.
Like, have you heard of MetaChain?
Yeah, I've been following that.
It's this new framework
that lets you create AI agents without any coding.
Just using natural language.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
It's like magic.
Kind of. It uses a three-layer architecture.
Three layers, huh?
Yeah. So you have a meta layer that translates natural language into instructions.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then a chain layer to manage all the tasks.
And then?
And a safety layer, of course, to make sure the AI stays on track.
So it doesn't turn evil.
Exactly. But the really cool part is how these AI agents actually learn and get better over time.
Whoa, that's next level.
It's like having an assistant who's constantly learning and becoming more capable.
And speaking of helping creators,
YouTube is jumping on the AI bandwagon too.
oh yeah, they're going all in.
They've got AI-generated video summaries, automated editing, deeper analytics.
Even AI-generated content for shorts.
They really want to make life easier for creators.
And attract even more users.
It's a smart move.
It could really change the game for people who don't have a lot of technical skills.
Exactly. Imagine being able to create professional-looking content without any fancy equipment or training.
That's the dream.
Great.
Definitely exciting.
But you know, there's always another side to the coin.
Oh, for sure.
What about originality?
And with deepfakes getting better and better.
It's hard to know what's real anymore.
Yeah, that's a big concern.
If anyone can make realistic videos with just a few clicks,
It erodes trust.
and makes misinformation even harder to combat.
It's a constant struggle.
Finding that balance between using AI for good.
And mitigating the risks.
And speaking of big tech players,
We can't forget about Apple.
they've been pretty quiet on the AI front.
Until recently.
Yeah, they're starting to make some moves.
Like what?
Well, they're partnering with Alibaba
Interesting.
to develop AI features specifically for iPhones in China.
That's a savvy move.
Yeah, by working with a Chinese company
They can navigate those tricky regulations.
and tap into a huge market.
It shows how important geopolitics are in AI development.
Definitely, companies have to play by different rules in different countries.
Sometimes working with local partners is the only way to succeed.
It's all connected.
And there's more.
What else is Apple up to?
Apparently, they're exploring robotic assistants,
Robots.
both humanoid and non-humanoid.
Wow, that's unexpected.
Right. For a company known for its sleek devices and minimalist design.
What's their angle?
It sounds like they're focusing on the user experience.
Instead of just making robots that look human.
Exactly, they're prioritizing sensing technology.
So how people interact with the robot?
It's not about aesthetics, it's about functionality.
Sounds about right for Apple.
They want robots that understand us.
And anticipate our needs.
But of course, Apple is super secretive.
So we might not see these robots for years.
Forever.
True, but their interest in robotics shows how much potential they see in AI.
It's a sign that AI is moving beyond the digital world,
And entering our physical reality.
which is both exciting and a little bit scary.
It definitely makes you think about the future.
And what role AI will play in our lives.
Yeah, it really does.
It makes you wonder what will be possible in just a few years
I know.
with AI advancing at this crazy pace.
Right.
But before we get too carried away,
Right.
thinking about flying cars and robot butlers, let's bring it back to you, our listeners.
Yeah, we've covered a ton of ground today.
From global AI strategies to the potential and the pitfalls of AI-generated content.
We want to know what you think.
What aspect of AI are you most excited about?
Or what concerns you the most?
Drop a comment below and let us know.
It's a truly fascinating time to be following this field.
And we encourage you to stay curious, keep asking questions.
And be a part of the conversations shaping the future of AI.
Because at the end of the day, AI's impact will be determined not just by the technology, but by the choices we make as individuals and as a society.
That's a really important point.
So as you go about your day, think about how AI is already present in your life and how you want to see it evolve in the years to come.
That's a great challenge.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back next week with more insights and explorations. So stay tuned and keep unraveling AI with us.